Here in Wisconsin, there's a lot of pride when it comes to locally grown architect Frank Lloyd Wright. In addition to designing some of the most memorable buildings in the nation, the American Institute of Architects once called him, quote, the greatest American architect of all time. Now some of his most famous designs could soon get some of the highest honors in the world.
10 buildings designed by Wright were recently nominated to become UNESCO World Heritage Sites. If selected, they would be the first examples of modern works of American architecture to make that list. The 10 buildings are located across 7 states. Wisconsin has 2 of them, the Herbert and Catherine Jacobs House in Madison, as well as Taliesin in Spring Green.
Joining us now to talk about that nomination and the sites themselves is Linda Wagoner. She's the vice president of the Frank Lloyd Wright Building Conservancy. She's also the director of Falling Water, another Wright property up for World Heritage consideration. Linda, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Happy to.
Well, so taking a look at the list of current World Heritage Sites, there's some amazing stuff on that list. The Great Barrier Reef, Machu Picchu, the Great Wall of China. And then here in the U.S., we've got the Grand Canyon, the Statue of Liberty. Linda, what would it mean to you to have 10 Frank Lloyd Wright houses added to this list?
Well, I think it's certainly a club we all want to be part of. You know, it's the best of the best worldwide, both in natural and cultural sites.
So what are the steps to becoming a World Heritage Site? I assume it's not real easy.
It's not easy. And in fact, this nomination began in 1991 when both Taliesin and Taliesin West were nominated. And the World Heritage Committee said that those two buildings alone were not sufficiently representative of Wright's work and its global impact, and asked us to prepare a larger nomination. It just took a long time to pull all of that together.
Why did it take so long? What were you looking at?
Well, there are at least 400 extant buildings by Frank Lloyd Wright, and we had to assemble a group of internationally recognized scholars on Wright to choose which buildings were the most representative of his contribution to world architecture. That took a while. Then we had to get on the U.S. tentative list. That's the list from which the United States and any country, every country has a tentative list, from which these countries choose the sites to nominate. So that, again, took a while, and then we had to write the nomination, which is very complex and took quite a while.
Let's talk about some of these sites, and we'll start here in Wisconsin. How about with Taliesin and Spring Green? This is pretty famous here in the state, got some history to back it up. What sticks out to you about Taliesin?
Well, it's probably Wright's largest domestic work, and it's a work that in which the architect was his own client. So in this building, he was able to experiment with ideas over time that he wanted to explore. And it has many connotations from even from the Renaissance villa in Italy. It's drawn from a variety of sources, but Wright shapes it into his own work, and I think it's one of the most important examples of Wright's idea of organic architecture.
And another Wisconsin house by Frank Lloyd Wright is up for consideration, the Herbert and Catherine Jacobs House. What can you tell us about this one and what it looks like?
Oh, yeah. It's a small house. It was probably the most well-known and highly celebrated example of Wright's effort to develop a moderate-cost home for or house for a middle-class family. And in geoculturally, I would say that the house is a brilliant response to the evolving conditions of the day that would be following the Great Depression and the expanding American suburb and the increase in population. So it's with a minimum budget, Wright created a really elegant solution for this family using natural materials. It's an artistic house. The same materials are used on the inside and the outside, and did some very clever things with the siding of the house. It's an L-shaped house, and the apex of the L is tucked into the corner of the site with its back turned to the street, so that when you pull up to the house, you don't really see much except the door and maybe some very narrow clear-story windows. But it opens up into its site and makes the lot seem much larger than one would expect.
Now, in my limited understanding of architecture, is that a calling card of Frank Lloyd Wright, making the building fit the site really well?
Yes, that's probably the most prominent example of what he called organic architecture was drawing from the site itself to inspire the building and creating a unified whole.
Now, you work at Falling Water, and that's one that is high up on the list of a lot of Frank Lloyd Wright aficionados. What's special about Falling Water?
Oh, well, there's hardly anything that I don't think is special about Falling Water. I think it's a dramatically cantilevered house over a waterfall that took its inspiration from that cantilevered ledge that created the waterfall itself. And it's one of those buildings that hits you in the solar plexus. It's a consummate example of organic architecture. The house kind of grows from the site and climbs down the hillside or cascades down the hillside, much as the waterfall cascades down the stream. It's an extraordinary, extraordinary house.
What kind of reaction do you get from people showing up there and seeing Falling Water up close for the first time?
Yeah, well, funny that you would ask, because over time we've tried to interview people to gain some understanding of their reaction. Invariably, what they say is, wow. They tend not to be very articulate when it comes to describing how they feel about the house. It is a house which does wow you.
What do you think it is about these designs? You know, describe a house as hitting you in the solar plexus. That's not something everyone experiences. So what is it about Frank Lloyd Wright's designs that really stand the test of time?
Well, many architects design very intellectual houses, particularly today. Wright had a certain humanity to his houses that I think people inherently react to. And yet they're at the same time as modern as any modern house for its time, to be sure. So all of those things, I think it's the integration with the setting. It's the genius of one wonders, how did he figure that out? How did he come to understand that by cantilevering that house or cantilevering that roof, he would achieve a moment of sublime beauty for people?
Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks.
We've been speaking with Linda Wagoner, Vice President of the Frank Lloyd Wright Building Conservancy. She's also the director of Falling Water, another Wright property located in Pennsylvania.